Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Will Corlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at rolling back security controls. Not something we oftentimes think about. There's a lot of things we don't oftentimes think about, and usually I find very basics are good ways to demonstrate them. So, for example, I've got a talk that I'm dying to give, and it was just turned down again by another conference. And the talk is called Click Send. And the whole idea is, you know, just walking through the basics of email and using that to highlight all the different security controls in there. But if you get even more basic, right, more basic than that, go all the way down from email to the very, very fundamental protocol of everything, IP. What can we learn about controls that need to be removed from IP? Tip from you, if nothing else, look at your IP blacklists. Your blacklists, your whitelists, your threatlists, all the lists, and do some aging out there. Here's what is. So oftentimes we get like a vulnerability, right? It's like, hey, yeah, you should know about this. Or we get a threat intel. Hey, yeah, we're getting attacked from this IP address. And you're like, yes, I shall stop them. And you spring into action, right? The cape flowing and the Batmobile all warmed up and ready to go. And you're in hot pursuit. And he put in the block, and I'm like, yeah, if anyone tries to attack me for this IP address, they won't. and then a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by, 2 years goes by, and in more mature security programs, several years goes by, and you still have this whole list of IP addresses that someone at some point in time, you know, tossed up the bat signal and blocked. And the attackers have moved on, right? The criminals are gone. There's no threat to those. Why are we still maintaining them? And again, one of the things I like about the basics is the light it shines on the more complex issues. So not only those IP addresses, the basics, but what about your rules in your SIM? What about your correlation rules that you're using in your DLP, or data loss prevention engine, right? What about all the different use cases over the years that have been developed because this one threat is happening, and by golly, we've got a bat copter and we're gonna go take care of it. What about all these things that we're maintaining year after year after year, forming their own version of technical debt, forming their own version of Harrison Bergeron with the weights on the guy, right? For our security operations folks who now have to drag around this accumulated wealth, debt of use cases, blacklists, rules, access controls that have popped up to address very specific threats that have long since come and gone. The reality is that we build up these security systems to respond to real threats, which is fantastic, but we very rarely go back and roll back the security controls, remove the security controls once the threats have gone. And perhaps we should, because we always talk about skill shortage, time shortage, resource constraints, not enough time, not enough people, the world's on fire. And at the same time, we're maintaining an IP address from 5 years ago that someone once thought was important. Food for thought. What do you think? What controls are in desperate need of removing or auditing? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Thanks.